Welcome to today's episode. Here's a quick trailer for you. Be sure to stick around and catch the full episode.
People attending your event does not mean cash. People registering for your event does not mean they're going to attend. In fact, depending on the niche, depending on the framing, depending on how much they pay to be there, the likelihood that somebody shows up to your event, I would say, is somewhere in the ballpark of, I think the worst I've ever seen is maybe about 10%. And maybe the best I've seen is maybe closer to 90, 95%. And I'm gonna give you a little hack here, okay? This is the secret ninja trick that's gonna increase your show-up rates by at least 10%. Okay, you're gonna wanna write this down. This isn't on any of the slides. Okay, so you have somebody on the phone. Definitely find out, obviously, once they've told you why they wanna come, what's their level of interest, what's the result, specific result, 2 to 3 specific results that would make it worth their time, their while. If they could leave that event, what are the 2 or 3 specific results they would like to have? Those are great questions to know. And then you ask them, hey, look, I got you registered for the event. I need you to do me a favor. Do me a favor. Jennifer, Holly, will you do me a favor? If you can't make the event due to an emergency, or if you need to cancel or reschedule, if you can't make the event, will you promise to give me a call and let me know?
Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to today's episode. We have this very special mini-series that I put together here over the next several episodes. What I did is I broke up a presentation that delivered a virtual workshop at MGI Studios in Calgary for a high-level mastermind group where I broke down the exact step-by-step formula on how our team over the past 10 years has supported dozens of event leaders and helped them sign up over 10,000 clients into their various programs, resulting in over $15 million in revenue. So I'm going to break that down for you in a handful of modules, step by step. Some people have paid for this course, but I'm actually giving it to you as my podcast listener for free, complimentary. My invitation to you is to tune in, watch today's episode, and come back for the following weeks. And be sure to subscribe so that you remember to come back and finish this mini-series. I look forward to seeing you on the other side.
All right, we're going to get into our next section here, which is probably the thing that I would give a team credit to. Over the last 10 years, we've learned and refined and defined, and probably I could say with 9.5 certainty out of 10, probably something that we have more experience in and feel more certainty in than just about anybody I know, which is understanding the event ecosystem, what happens before, during, and after an event, especially in the virtual events. Since 2020, our team has supported well over 100 multi-day virtual enrollment events. And I and my team, we're mad scientists when it comes to data and tracking and recordings. We were doing this well before GPT. We have years of data to back up what I'm going to share with you here today. But I'm going to give you the flow from assuming you have an event, assuming that somebody said yes to attending your event, they've registered, whether it's free or they've paid. We're going to start from there. So I'm not going to cover that aspect, but I'm going to start from the assumption that, hey, you're hosting an event, you have a date on the calendar, you told people about it, and they've registered. And we're going to take the flow from there all the way through them becoming clients and paying you cash. So that's going to be the journey I'm going to take you on. Oh, wait, this process I'm sharing you, like, no joke, I have data dashboards I can show you. This is accounted for tens of millions of dollars of revenue. I'm not just saying that number. I can give you an exact number for each of these data points that I'm sharing with you, like mad scientists on this stuff. Okay, so people attending your event does not mean cash. People registering for your event does not mean they're going to attend. People attending your event does not mean they're going to stay. People staying in your event does not mean that they're going to become your clients. And even people saying they're going to become your clients and signing a contract does not mean cash necessarily in your bank account. So each of these steps matters, okay? And I just want to make sure that we're looking at each of these individually and ultimately getting you to that result, specific result or outcome which is you being an event leader that gets clients and cash. Show of hands, who here wants to be an event leader that gets clients and cash? Okay, is that the result that we all want to be and relate to? Okay, perfect, then we're going on the right path. All right, so just big picture, 3-day, we'll call it an enrollment event flow. And this is, I'm doing super big picture here. I actually did a podcast interview on this that I would recommend you listen to if you want to go deeper on the framework and psychology of this. I interviewed Evan Pagan, who's, I would call him a friend. We're well acquainted. I like to refer to him a friend. It's my goal that he's my friend. And I interviewed him on my podcast, The High Profit Event Show, is one of my first interviews. And he did a 60-minute interview specifically on the psychology of a multi-day enrollment event and exactly what has to happen on each day to get people to make the identity shift and ultimately move forward and join you as a client and pay you cash. So day one is focused primarily on belief systems, like identifying what are the belief systems, helping potentially uproot some of the paradigms or the misperceptions and start to frame what are the new empowering belief systems that need to be in place to get the result or the outcome that are required to or that client desires. Three, and by the way, from the very beginning, you're seeding your program and your offering. It's like an ongoing process starting from even before day one. You'll remember when I came on the call several weeks ago, I was on Necker Island and I said, I promise you, I will make you an offer. I'll make you an offer that you can't refuse. I was seeding in from the very beginning today, like I'm seeding all the way through. This is a process that's ongoing. Day two is tools and techniques, like actually getting into the specifics of how you help people. Like what are the tools, what are the techniques, what are the actions to take? And ideally that you're helping them take actions on the spot. I know if you're someone that's committed to helping people, you don't just want to be teaching all day, but you want to have like elements of interactions and breakthroughs and like having them take the action and get a result. Because there's nothing more exciting for somebody than going to an event and getting a result while they're at the event. Who here has gone to an event and changed their lives? They made some phone call or they made a commitment or they started a campaign or maybe you met somebody and it led to a client or it led to a friend or something. Like you took an action at an event and it changed your life. I think that's almost all of us, right? Dr. Taryn Bhatia and I actually met at Unleash the Power Within event back in 2015 in Dallas, Texas. And she became actually a client of mine. We helped scale her one dental practice at the time from 1 million back up to 2 million. And now she's at 3 dental practices. But now we've become dear friends for almost 10 years now, which is a blessing. So action, events, people's lives change. And that's also where you make your pitch. You do your primary invitation. You guys have been to The Choice. You guys are here as a result. And several of you are here as a result of attending The Choice. And you're familiar with how that goes. And then day three is validation and proof. By the end of day two, people should believe that it's possible to get the result or the outcome. And day three is the goal is to get people to believe it's possible for them. Because there's actually three levels of like belief that need to happen for someone to move forward. It's belief in the company that's being represented, ideally belief in the leader that or the person that is that they're interacting with, and belief in themselves that they can actually take the actions and get the results. So day three is about validation, proof. Oftentimes at an event, that's where they do the repitch or the reintroduction. It tends to be focused more on the fear of missing out. Day two tends to be a little bit more possibility driven because people are twice as motivated in general, or if not more. There's actually a huge study that was done on this. I can go deeper in that, but at least twice as more motivated to avoid loss than to acquire pleasure. But you got to hit both sides of the brain. So day two tends to be more on like, this is what you get. This is heaven if you move, join my program or become my client. And day three is more like, hey, this is the cost of inaction, essentially. Again, if you guys want to go much deeper into that, I have a podcast interview. Happy to post it on the link or we can figure out how to get it out there. But High Profit Event Show, I think it's episode number 2 with Evan Pagan. Super great interview. Okay, 1-day event flow. I think this is probably more relevant to several of you, especially in the interviews I discover that those of you who have bonuses to come into the studio, which I'm at now with Alexander, I think you can do 1 or 2 1-day events or like a multi-day event. Several of you are saying you're leaning more towards the 1-day, which is what I'm doing and modeling for you here. It's very similar. I'm just kind of summarizing a bit different. It's like, what is the belief or the mindset shift, identifying what needs to happen? Again, addressing the identity and the belief in the beginning. What is that? Diagnosing what is the problem at hand and making sure we're talking about what the problem is. Going in and presenting solutions, which ultimately lead to an offer. And then providing social proof that, in fact, is going to work. We talked about social proof as one of the 6 weapons of influence by Cialdini as well. So this big picture. All right, now when we get into an event, now this 4-stage event sales flow applies whether you're doing a 1-day, whether you're doing a 3-day, Even if you're doing a webinar or a challenge, any type of event that you're doing, these components are going to apply to. So I just invite you to tune into this one. Somebody needs to register for your event. They need to say, yes, I am coming. Ideally, they're putting their name and email into a sheet, a sales page of some sort. You're getting a registration list, like you know they're coming, and they know the dates and the times and locations and the links and all that sort of stuff. There's a registration process, okay? This is a process. Just saying, hey, I'm hosting an event is not a registration process. That's like promotion. But like, people registering and having what they need to be powerfully set up to attend your event is a process. And I'm grateful for these guys at Mineral Genius because they're the ones who set up the tech on this side, the sales page and the Zoom links and the reminders and all this sort of thing, which is something normally I would have to do. But it is a process. It's something that you don't want to make sure that you do properly. Otherwise, you're putting a kink in the chain that doesn't need to be there. By the way, as far as registration and showing up goes, as I mentioned before, if somebody shows up or registers for your event, does not mean they're going to show up. In fact, depending on the niche, depending on the framing, depending on how much they pay to be there, the likelihood that somebody shows up to your event, I would say, is somewhere in the ballpark of, I think the worst I've ever seen is maybe about 10%. And maybe the best I've seen is maybe closer to 90, 95%. I'm going from a variance of like a free webinar to like somebody paid $1,000 to attend an event or more, like a mastermind of sorts. So I have data on this, so it varies. Now, depending on what you're charging, and again, the niche and the messaging and the registration process that directly influences your show up rate. Here's the key thing to keep in account. I'm going to go into a bit detail here in a moment, but doing things to help people show up to your event is probably one of the most high leverage things that can be done for your business and your event, because getting them to register was the hard part, typically. But then sending out emails, doing phone calls, maybe giving bonuses, sometimes giving like a bonus session prior to the event, helps prevent stays top of mind, especially in the world of virtual events. There's one going on every day, hundreds going on every day around the world. Staying top of mind for people, anything you can do to influence the show process, we can go super deep into what this looks like. And I'm going to go into it in another slide, like specifics on what we do, what we've done with Alexander and this sort of thing. This is a big deal, especially once you start to know your numbers on your event. We're going to get into KPIs here in a bit, but you're going to be able to figure out, hopefully, Alexander and I, we've done this together, but figure out, hey, for everybody that attends my event, what is the value to the business? And then all of a sudden, when that number is like $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, you're like, wow, I got to get more people to show up. And then when your show-up rate's like 50%, and you're like, wow, every one percentage point that I improve my show-up rate is like thousands of dollars. Like all of a sudden, that really matters. So just letting you know up front that it's something that's to pay attention to, and don't expect if somebody registers, they're going to show up. Ultimately, when they get there is to engage, have a conversation that has people stay on camera, communicate with you, do the work, do the exercises, get the result. You want people to get progress, make progress, get a result while they're at the event. That's what's going to have them continue to engage and want to keep coming back. And in this framework, ultimately leading them to a call to action. In this case, I'm referring to a book call. So I'm giving you the framework, which I think is probably most relevant to you, given some of the interviews that I've done, is instead of attempting to just sell like a one-to-many from a stage, I would invite you to really create a hot invitation to book a call with you post the event. I'm going to go into a lot of detail on that here in a module today, but it's a big picture framework. And then on that call, you can guide them and direct them to the appropriate service or product that might be beneficial for them. All right, let's talk about revenue leaks and opportunities. Bum, bum, bum. Here's a funnel. Okay, you can see some of the things that I covered before on that image. So you can see from top to bottom, it is a process, and you can see as a funnel, things start to drop as you go down. And along the way, there are leaks. And it's important to know what those leaks are, like what the numbers are, so you can figure out what might be done to improve that process. You can see here, you know, shows can be a leak, passive viewers or distraction can be a leak, hesitation, lack of interest can be a leak, rescheduling, forgetfulness, it goes on, right? So I'm going to give you guys some specific kind of metrics. I said them verbally before. I'm clicking on something. So these are ranges based on what we've seen, but generally for a virtual event that you're hosting, you can go anywhere from being free to, I would say 197 tends to be a range. Again, depends if you're doing a one day or a 3-day, but generally I would say most virtual classes, virtual events fall in that range. And it's oftentimes something along the lines of a $47 or $97 ticket for a multi-day event. That's an early bird ticket that will go up to $197. Of course, you can charge more. I know this is an experiment Alexander's run. He was going more for volume. At the choice, he figured that $7 was the optimal for him. It's something that you got to test at the end of the day. But I would say the majority of the tests that I've seen that have worked tend to fall somewhere in this range. You go much above that, it's just harder to get people to attend your event, or to register, I should say. But the more they pay, the more likely you are to attend, especially if it's not refundable. Okay, showing up to your event, we mentioned that before. Poorest I've ever seen is 10%, but I would say 20 to 80%. And this is on the spectrum, very closely related to how much they paid and what the terms are, if it's free or if it's refundable or not. So if they're paying closer to 97 or 197, I would expect a higher show up rate, closer to the 80, maybe even 90% plus. If it's free, which I know we have some people here who have done free events before and you've had a personal experience here, oftentimes show up rate is closer to that 20% mark. And that can, don't get frustrated if it happens. Just if you know that's what's likely to happen, just plan for it. Just have 5 times more people there or be extra diligent about your pre-event bonuses and engagement, that sort of thing. So it's nothing wrong with you if only 1 in 5 people show up to your event if you're not charging for it. So it's not your fault. Book a call. Ideally, if you're at your event and they're engaging with you, a proper book a call campaign, and this is making the assumption that there's no charge to book a call, there'd be, I would say, approximately 80%. When we do events with partners, we aim for 8 out of 10 people that attend the event who are qualified and have a desire. Oh no, if they have a desire, we're going to meet with them, but the goal is to meet with 80% of people to identify their needs individually. And then knowing that there's going to likely be a 60 to maybe 80% completion rate on that call. And again, that depends on if there is a, if it's a free call or if they have to pay to be part of that call. Obviously, if they pay to be part of that call, that's going to be much closer to 80%, maybe even closer to 90 or 100%. And if it's a free call, well, life gets in the way. Things happen, people reschedule, cancel. There are many things that can be done to improve all of these things, which I will touch base on here briefly through these modules. And then a fair expectation is that of the people you complete a call with, if you have a process, which again, you're going to get here in this modules, I think it's a fair expectation, assuming you have an offer that meets their needs, that somewhere in the ballpark of 20 to maybe 60% conversion. Obviously, it depends on your price point. I'm making the assumption here that your coaching package is probably somewhere in the ballpark of $5,000 to maybe $15,000 on an annual basis, however you break that down. And then we talked about the per head average. Again, this is what calls a key performance indicator, but I would say if you do an event, and if it's a multi-day event, and you have an offer, a premium offer that is $10,000 or more, I would say a general target to aim for would be maybe $1,000 to $3,000 sales per person that engages with you at your event. Again, just kind of a general thing. This is what I've seen over the course of over 100 events, and most things tend to fall in this ballpark. I would say $2,000 plus or minus $1,000 is the variance. Okay, so I talked about pre-event call advantage, things you can do to improve people showing up to your event and ultimately improve your event experience and ultimately getting more clients and getting more cash is, can you believe it? Picking up the phone and having a conversation. But not just any conversation. Taking the time to call people who they registered, ideally calling them, emailing them and calling them. Within, I would say, a short period of time after they've registered, because especially if it's free, so they don't forget about you, and having a meaningful conversation around, hey, I saw you registered. Congratulations, first and foremost. And I'm curious, what specific result or outcome do you hope to accomplish as a result of attending this event? What are we talking now, right? We're talking about results. We're talking about outcomes. We're talking about specific tangible things. And get curious, because you might be surprised what people say. Even though your event might be about health or about relationships or, Mark, we talked about some more of the spiritual side and the healing stuff. Even though that's what your event can be about, when you have these conversations, all of a sudden you're going to discover things about them that will be relevant to you in improving your offering, your messaging, and you might be surprised at what you learn. So I recommend call as many people as you can that register. If you don't have a team, do it yourself, at least for across. Email everyone, confirm everyone via email. And at least do a cross-section of confirmations, whatever you can. Ideally, have someone professional do this for you that can just do this on your behalf as people are registering so you can focus more on the promotion. And I'm going to give you a little hack here, okay? This is the secret ninja trick that's going to increase your show-up rates by at least 10%. Okay, you're going to want to write this down. This isn't on any of the slides. Okay, so you have somebody on the phone. Definitely find out, obviously, once they've told you why they want to come, what's their level of interest, what's the result, specific result, 2 to 3 specific results that would make it worth their time, their while, if they could leave that event, what are the 2 to 3 specific results they would like to have? Those are great questions to know. And then you ask them, hey, look, I got you registered for the event. I need you to do me a favor. Do me a favor. Jennifer, Holly, will you do me a favor? If you can't make the event due to an emergency, or if you need to cancel or reschedule, if you can't make the event, will you promise to give me a call and let me know so we can adjust things on our end and adjust our plan and that sort of thing? Will you promise to give me a call and let me know if you can't make it? Likely they'll say yes. I haven't heard anybody say no to that. And guess what happens at that point? You've elicited a little more commitment, a little more consistency. People say yes. Even though you're letting them know, hey, if there's an emergency, I can get out of it, but it's still, it's like, yes, I'll at least do you the respect of letting you know, so they're just going to forget about you. There's several layers that's going on here, but that specific statement will work for just about any appointment that you're setting, whether it's for an event or for somebody to meet with you. But the important thing is frame it in the case of an emergency. Do me a favor, in the case of an emergency, not just do me a favor, if you can change your mind, give me a call. If there's an emergency that comes up, can you do me a favor and let me know in advance? Maybe treat this like it's an appointment with the dentist. You ever go to the dentist and you miss your appointment? What happens? Sometimes you're going to have to wait weeks, if not months, potentially to get back to your appointment. It's important. It matters. And especially because you took the time to understand what their pain is and what results they want, they're going to be much more likely to want to come to your event. One added layer here, and this is something that we've done for Alexander as well, is we'll pre-call everyone, but we'll do a cross-section of interviews. So we'll actually interview maybe 5 to 10 of the attendees, and we'll have a proper 30 to 45 minute interview where we go much, much deeper into their situation, their desires, and that sort of thing, and then we'll do a summary of that. Again, that's intended to help us figure out if the messaging is on point for the event. So we can go a lot further there, but that is one of the advantages. So good news, we're getting to the workshop part. Boom, boom, boom. So here's what's next. We're going to have you find your leak and your golden opportunity, okay? You can see this gold coming out of the treasure chest, and it's going through the funnel. It's exploding. All this gold is exploding. I want you to find all this exploding gold in your business here. I have the PDF that goes along with this. It's called the Client Flow Leak Worksheet. And I understand that, hey, maybe not everyone here has done an event, or maybe not everyone is doing an event, but I believe everybody here is an entrepreneur, and everyone here has some form of a map that they have. And this is going to apply to you regardless of whether or not you're doing an event. So what you're going to do here is on this sheet, you're going to say, hey, understand your client flow. Just take a look at what parts of your business do you do attention? Do you get engagement? Do you have a conversation, ultimately get a client, and kind of what that looks like for you? And if you have at least a ballpark of the numbers, it's good. Anytime you can write down numbers, even if it's just a guess, it'd be good there. And at the end of the day, try to identify what your biggest leak is. Where in that process is it attention, engagement, conversion? Is it sales? And then you'll write out, what is your biggest leak? What do you believe it's costing you? And why do you think it's happening? Okay, so kind of trying to get to the cause of it. And if you fix your leak, you believe you could generate whatever that might be. Okay, so we're looking for that golden opportunity. Congratulations on completing module number 2 of the 4-part series of how to get high paying clients at your next live event. I invite you to go ahead and click the link below here near the episode to download your worksheet. And in this Clarity worksheet, you're going to walk through exactly how to identify the leaks and opportunities that are in your event funnel. So go ahead and click the link now, download the sheet, work through that sheet, and identify what is the number one opportunity and leak, and learn how you can focus on that to get more high-paying clients at your next live event. All right, click the link below now, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already. And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fill your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.